half kickoff in this Division III regional final between Zeeland West and Mount Pleasant. It is 20-18, the Oilers in the lead, and a couple minutes away from kickoff. And again, the winner of this game will play either Mount Pleasant or Stevensville Lakeshore next week for a trip to Ford Field for the state finals in a couple of weeks. And the other half of the bracket in Region Three, in Division III last night, it was DeWitt, which has been the number one ranked team all season long, defeating Eaton Rapids 49-0. And Mount Pleasant's only loss this season was to this DeWitt team in the season opener. So this is a very, very good team. In the other bracket, it was St. Clair. The Saints defeated the Cardinals of Melvindale High School in a matchup on the east side of the state by a score of 40-14. So it will be St. Clair playing against DeWitt next weekend for a trip to Ford Field. So that's what we know, one half of the field already in Division III. The other half of it is being determined this afternoon with these games between Zeeland West and Mount Pleasant and Stevensville Lakeshore and Byron Center. The Ducks are going to get the football first to start the second half. You might remember they won the toss and elected to defer their choice to the second half. They are going to be going into the wind in the third quarter, that 25-mile-an-hour wind that has had that has caused some problems with the punting, but has also boosted the side that has had the wind at its back. Several kickoffs sailing into the end zone, and I'm guessing that Ridley is certainly capable of reaching the end zone. He had a couple of touchbacks in the second quarter, and he's gonna kick off here. The Ducks will be going left to right across your radio dial. Marcus Lambert, the senior fullback for Zeeland West, injured in the first half, and we don't know if we're going to see him in the second half. He was actually injured twice, once on defense in the first quarter, and then while trying to block in the second quarter. And very likely we're going to see Nolan Rapp and Grant Postma the rest of the way at fullback for the Ducks. Danny Bonner is awaiting the kick for the Ducks. He stands at his 15-yard line awaiting the kick from Mitch Ridley, the junior place kicker for the Oilers. Ducks in the white uniforms with green numerals and green helmets. The Oilers in the blue uniforms with gold numerals and gold pants and blue helmets. Now, Mount Pleasant got as far as the Division III final in 2011 before losing to Orchard Lake St. Mary, but they have never won a state championship. They're trying to get back to Ford Field to win it this year. Ridley approaches the ball. The kick is away. He sends it deep, and Bodder's going to watch it sail in the end zone. So the Ducks will come out first and 10 at their 20 with Casey Brinks, the sophomore, at quarterback. The halfbacks will be Danny Bodder and Cole Hessian. And let's see who comes out as fullback for the Ducks. I can't tell at this point who the fullback is going to be. Brinks is the quarterback, but it'll be the usual front line. The tight ends are Zach Papama and Jordan Van Dort. It is Nolan Rapp opening the second half at fullback. Straight T the formation. Brinks looks over a six-man Mount Pleasant front. The give is up the middle to Rapp, and Nolan, I don't think Nolan got anything there, as he was wrapped up by the middle of that Mount Pleasant defensive line. Marquise Gibson, the 300-pound sophomore, on the stop. They'll give Rapp to the 21, so a gain of one. Ducks had 20 offensive plays in the first half. Mount Pleasant ran 33. They averaged over 12 yards per play, but most of those yards came in the first quarter. Second and 9, Ducks from their 21. Brinks brings them up, and the give is to Bowder. Oh, actually, Brinks kept it, and this time they were ready for the bootleg, and Brinks is hit for a loss back to the 16. And Zach Rogers came up from the secondary, and the Oilers were ready for the bootleg from Brinks, and they mark it back at the 16. It's a loss of 5. And the Mount Pleasant fans, they are on their feet, and right now they've got the momentum going their way. They have scored the last 14 points, and their defense is playing well. Third and 14 for the Ducks from their 17. Brinks is going to hand it off on the sweep to Bowder. Bowder to the outside. He's to the 25. There he goes. Bowder to the 40. Up the near sideline to midfield. Bowder to the 40. 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Danny fire a lightning bolt for 83 yards. Well, just like that, a third and long yardage play, and Danny Barr, his third touchdown of this ball game. And credit the blocking of Chris Ashford and Smith Sambuteroff, the right guard and the right tackle. And I think that was Van Dorn, who was the tight end on the play as well, for sealing off the play and giving Danny Barr a huge hole to run through. They'll go for two. They're 0-for-3 on two-point tries this afternoon. Here's the give. Actually, Bodder's going to throw. Van Dorn is wide open. He got it. They fake the give to the fullback, and Briggs found Jordan Van Dorn wide open in the end zone for the two-point conversion. And with 10:31 to play in the third quarter, the Ducks have regained the lead at Zeeland West 26. And Mount Pleasant 20, back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It's Hubert with it. Hubert to the 20, and he gets out to about the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. Again, Dakota Gurick down on the coverage for the Ducks. And Mount Pleasant will take over the football, and they've got the wind right now at their back, but Danny Barter just hit the home run ball there for Zeeland West with that spectacular 83-yard run. Robert Backus comes out to lead the Oilers. He had a very strong first half, 6 of 11 through the air for 129 yards and a pair of scores. Michael Tway, 113 yards rushing on 13 carries. They operate out of the pistol, and Tway gets the handoff up the middle. Tway to the 25, out to the 28, and Gurick came up to make the tackle, as well as Zach Van Valkenburg. So a pair of sophomores teaming up on the tackle. Trent Kajawa was also over there. Gain of 3 for Tway. Fourth quarter now over at Hope. It is 24-24, the Dutchmen and the Britons for the MIAA championship. Second and 7 Oilers from their 28. Backus in the gun with Tway to his left. They got trips to the right. Back to throw. There's a pass. It is caught by Huber. That's his first catch of the ball game, and he's taken down at the 33. Huber came into the ballgame with 45 catches for over 700 yards and 6 touchdowns, but he was shut out in the first half. He just got his first catch of the ballgame. It's a gain of 4. Third and 3 for Mount Pleasant from its 33. 9:30, clock running in the third, 26-20, Ducks in the lead. This time they go trips left, single receiver right. Tway lines up to the right of Backus. Backus back to throw. He wants Perry. He's got him, and it's a first down, and he is twirled down immediately by Bowder at the 38-yard line. But that Perry went about 3 yards beyond the sticks and came back to the football, made the grab in front of Bowder, and has the first down. That's Perry's fifth catch of the ball game. Backus gets the play from Coach Jason McIntyre, jogs back to the huddle. First and 10 Oilers from their 39. Two receivers on either side. Tway lines up to the left of Backus, who's in the gun. And Backus runs the option with Tway, pitches it to him. Tway around the left side. He's to the 40. Tway's got running room. He's to the 50. Down the sideline to the 40, to the 30, down to the 20. Tway's still on his feet. 10, 5, touchdown Mount Pleasant. Grant Postma tried to tackle him from behind the 25, came up empty, and Michael Tway goes 61 yards for the touchdown, his second touchdown of the ball game, and the Oilers have tied it at 26 with 8:46 to play in the third. So Michael Tway with his 17th touchdown of the season. Ridley for the lead here. Here's the snap. The kick on the way. It is up, and it is good. The Oilers lead it. 8:46 to go in the third. It is Mount Pleasant 27 and Zeeland West 26. We'll keep it right here. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Howland Stations of Midwest Communications. And, boy, what a game this has been. Two explosive offenses, and Mount Pleasant is going blow for blow with the Ducks. Ridley gets ready to kick off. Bowder back deep. Ridley has sent his last three kickoffs into the end zone for touchbacks. So each team has had a possession here in the second half, and they have gotten a big touchdown runs on both. Ridley approaches the football, sends it away toward the sideline, and it's gonna go out of bounds before the end zone. It went out of bounds with a one. They were trying to angle the kick away from Bowder, and Ridley did too good of a job in doing that. The ball went out of bounds at the one, so the Ducks are going to get a break. They'll get the ball at their 35. Well, it's one thing if you're trying to punt and you're not trying to knock the ball out of bounds, but on a kickoff, you can't do that. So Zeeland West is going to get decent field position. Down by a point, 27-26, 8:46 to play in the third. Straight T the formation. Rapp is the fullback. The halfbacks are Bowder and Hessian. Casey Brinks, the quarterback. Brinks is going to give it to Rapp up the middle, and the ball pops loose, and I think Mount Pleasant might have it. They do. Nolan Rapp fumbled the football, and Shane Seeley has recovered it for the Oilers. At the 38-yard line of Zeeland West. So the first turnover of the ball game for Zeeland West, and the Oilers get it in decent field position, trying to add to a 27-26 lead. Albion has just kicked a field goal. They now lead the Flying Dutchman 27-24 midway through the fourth quarter in Holland. That game airing on 92.7 The Band. Here come the Oilers. They go trips left this time. Tway lines up to the right of back. Now they send the Huber in motion. Huber's got the hand out. Backus going to keep it. They fake the inside reverse to Huber, and Backus kept it and got about 5 yards inside the 35 down to the 33. Zach Topham gets off the bottom of the pile. The big six. They'll mark it between the 32 and the 33. We'll call it second and four. Oilers with the football. 8:13 to go in the third. They lead Zeeland West 27-26. Backus in the gun. He's got two receivers on the right, Tway to his left. Huber in motion right to left. High snap. The give is to Huber, and we got flags everywhere. That snap. Backus did a good job of getting a big paw up there to make the grab, but it's not going to count anyway. We're going to get an illegal procedure call against the Oilers. So it'll be second and nine, back to about the 37-yard line. This is a natural grass surface here at Mount Pleasant High School. Most of the Ducks games have been played on artificial surface this year, but this is they got the real surface here at Mount Pleasant. Two receivers on either side, back into the gun, quick on the right side to Tway, and Tway gets down close to the 30. Backus took a couple steps forward, then pitched quickly to Tway, and Michael Tway picked up about six. And Tway getting close to 200 yards rushing in this ball game. Third and let's call it two. The ball marked just shy of the Zeeland West 30. 7:20, the clock running in the third. Two receivers left, single receiver right. They put a wing on the right this time, too. It's the pistol formation. Ducks jump, but they get back. Backus in the pistol. The ball goes through Backus' hands, but into the hands of Twain. We got a flag. Twain was lined up to the right behind Backus, but the ball went through Backus' hands, but Twain caught it in the air. Illegal procedures, the call. So a pair of illegal procedure penalties hurting the Oilers here. They'll mark it back to the 35. It'll be 3rd and 7. Now that might change the play calling philosophy for Jason McIntyre here on 3rd down. Two receivers on either side. Caleb Perry, who has had a huge game today for the Oilers, is split out wide to the right. Huber is the slot receiver on the left. Keep an eye on him. Backus takes, back to throw, rolls to his left, rolls, throws. It is caught and dropped. It was caught momentarily by Joe Genia, but he was hit by Dakota Goering, the sophomore, and the ball came out. So it'll be 4th and 7 Mount Pleasant at the 35. You might remember the Oilers had a big touchdown pass on a 4th and long earlier today. That was the first touchdown pass to Perry. They've got the wind at their back. 4th and 7 Mount Pleasant at the 35. Big defensive play for Zealand West. They want to get the ball back. Perry is split wide to the right. Huber is the slot receiver left. Genia is wide left. Tway is in the backfield with Backus. Backus back to throw. Gets pressure. Steps up in the pocket. Throws down the middle. It's intercepted. Here comes Cole Hessian with it. No, that's Beller with it. Beller to the 25, to the 30, up the sideline. Beller to the 40, down the sideline. He might go. Beller to the 30, Beller to the 20, and he is brought down at his shoulder at the 17-yard line. Danny Beller, who already has 3 touchdowns today, comes up with a pick. And he nearly made it a pick 6. A spectacular return by Bowner after the interception. That's the 2nd interception by the Ducks today. And they will have it in the red zone at the Mount Pleasant 16. Next could be a momentum switcher here. You know, Danny Bowner making a big case for being our Diligent Pizza player of the game. Will announce that at the conclusion of this broadcast. 1st and 10, Ducks from the 16. Grant Postman is in at fullback for Zealand West. The give is to Cole Hessian. Hessian inside the 15, down to the 13. Hunter Bachkowski, who has had 121 tackles on the season for Mount Pleasant. On the snap, he's a 215-pound sophomore. He's a good one. Gain of 4 for Hessian. 2nd and 6 for Zealand West. They have it at the Mount Pleasant 12. Trying to regain the lead, they trail 27-26 with 5:55 to go in the third. Trent Kajan was in it, right halfback for Bowder. Brinks looks over a 6-man Mount Pleasant front. They gave it to Kajan over the left side. Trent is inside the 10, down to the 8. Caleb Perry on the stop along with Zach Rogers for the Oilers. It'll be 3rd and 2 for the Ducks from the Mount Pleasant 8. The Ducks trying to capitalize on the interception and long return by Danny Bowder. Casey Brinks brings them up. A.J. Tinholt, the center, over the football. And the Oilers jam the front. The give is to Hessian, and Hessian's got a 1st down, down to the 5. Hessian running right behind Chris Ashford and Smith Stambunarov gets it down to the 5. It's a 1st down for the Ducks. It'll be 1st and goal to go. Brinks gets the play from Coach John Shillito. Brinks brings him up. Hessian, Postma, and Kajawa in the backfield. 2 tight ends in the ball game. The give to Kajawa over the left side. Trent plows his way ahead, tries to stay out of seat. He gets wrestled back by about 4 Oilers, but not before he gets down to the 2. Bachkowski on the stop again, as well as Ray McGilvery. 2nd and goal. Zealand West at the Mount Pleasant 2, 4:19 clock running in the 3rd, 27-26 Mount Pleasant. It Here come the Ducks up to the line. Brinks walks slowly up behind A.J. Tinholt. Seven-man front for the Oilers. Four linebackers up close. The give to Heschen over the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Cole Heschen walks in untouched from 2 yards out, and the Ducks regain the lead with 3:58 to play in the third. It is Zeeland West 32 and Mount Pleasant 27. Again, the long interception return by Danny Bowder set that up. And now a big two-point conversion here. They want to get it to a seven-point lead, so the best that Mount Pleasant can do with by kicking an extra point is tie. Now, the last conversion was a pass to Van Dort. Let's see what they do here. Bowder is back in it, right half back, and Brinks is going to float a pass into the end zone, and it is caught by Heschen. They fake the give to Bowder, and Casey Brinks just floated it over the line to a wide-open Cole Heschen, and Cole gets the touchdown and the two-point conversion. 3:58 to go in the third quarter. It is Zeeland West 34, Mount Pleasant 27. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Taken at the 12-yard line. Nearly colliding is Genia. Genia to the outside at the 20. Genia to the 25, out to the 27. And guess who's down on the coverage? Yep, Dakota Gehrig. I think Gehrig's been on every tackle today on the kickoff for the Ducks. At Ray and Sousa Stadium, Michael Atwell just hit Taylor Briner with a 17-yard touchdown strike with 1:57 to go. Hope College leads Albion 31-27. The Dutchmen are less than 2 minutes away from an NIAA co-championship and a trip to the Division III playoffs. Mount Pleasant comes out. Robert Beck's the quarterback. He's got two receivers on either side and a different running back in the ballgame. Tway is not in right now. Here's the pitch. It goes to Mateo Dye, who we haven't seen a lot of in this ballgame, and Dye got up close to the 30. Dye is the speedster, 468 yards on 77 carries, 5 touchdowns on the season. He's a 170-pound senior. Tway comes in for Dye, gain of only 2 on the play. Second and 8 for the Oilers from just shy of their 30. Two receivers on either side. Backus is the quarterback, gets the snap, when we got flags. Now, Mount Pleasant has been struggling with some false start penalties here in the second half. Illegal procedure, the call against the Oilers, and that'll back them up 5 more. So 2 illegal procedure calls cost the Oilers on their last possession. Second and 14 for the Oilers from their 24. Backus back to throw, rolling to his left. Throws, and it's through the hands of Huber, and almost intercepted. It went through Huber's hands, and Jason Tran almost picked it off at the 30-yard line right in front of the Mount Pleasant bench. So it'll be third and long for the Oilers. Third and we'll call it 13 from their 24. And the Ducks can get a stop here and get the football back and score. That's going to give them a little bit of breathing room. Here come the Oilers up to the line. Perry is split wide left. They got two receivers on the right. Backus rolls out to his right with time. He's going to air it out deep for Huber, and he overthrows him. Backus threw it as far as he could, and he threw it about 5 to 6 yards ahead of Huber. Gehrig back deep along with Postma for the Ducks, and Zeeland West holds and will get the football back. 2:53 to go in the third. The Ducks are going to get the football back with a 7-point lead. Huber has to jog all the way back into his own end of the field. He was the deep receiver on that play, and he's also the punter. Nobody is back for Zeeland West. They're not even going to bother to try to return this kick. Huber takes a couple steps forward and kicks it away. It hits at the 40 and gets a Mount Pleasant roll. And a really good one. It's going to die inside the 20 at the 19. That's going to be a 57-yard punt for Evan Huber. Zeeland West will get the football at its 19-yard line. Now the Ducks will come out on offense. They've got the football, and they've got a seven-point lead. Mount Albion is on the move. They have it in Hope College territory, trying to overcome the Dutchman in the final minute. Hope leading 31-27. Casey brings them up. It's a full house backfield. Here's the give to Hessian over the right side, and Coles over the 20 to the 23. Genia on the stop, along with Tyler Jackson for Mount Pleasant. Gain of 5, 2:25, clock running here in the third. Zeeland West trying to punch their ticket to the semifinals next week, and they've got the lead in the ball. Here's Brinks looking at a 7-man Mount Pleasant front, full house backfield. The give is to Bauer around the left side. Danny to the outside. There he goes. Bauer to the 40. Midfield. 45-40. They're not going to get him. 25-20. 10-5. End zone. Danny Bauer, his fourth TD of the day, is a 77-yard run. And the Ducks lead it 40-27. Danny Bauer with 160 yards in just this quarter alone on two runs, an 83-yarder to start this half, and now a 77-yard run, plus the long interception return, which set up the Cole Hessian touchdown. Ducks will go for two here to try to make it a 15-point lead, which is their would be their largest of the day. Nick Jash has checked in for the first time at right half for the Ducks. Here's the give. And Jash did not get in. So the Ducks come up empty on the extra point, but a 77-yard run for Danny Bauer for the touchdown. And with 1:53 to go in the third quarter, it is now Zeeland West 40, Mount Pleasant 27. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And Dakota Gurick will wrap him up, and Huber won't go down, and he finally does. They'll give him to the 26-yard line. And now Mount Pleasant has some work to do. The Ducks have scored the last two times they've had the football, and they now lead it 40-27 at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Albion just scored on a short touchdown pass to Hudsonville High grad Sage Allward, and it's now Albion 34, the Dutchman 31, with 45 seconds to play. Oilers have it first and 10 at their 26. Robert Backus comes out. They come out in the eye this time with Tway the deep back. Tway has rushed for nearly 200 yards today and a pair of touchdowns. They have a wing to the right. Now they bring the man in motion. The give is to Tway up the middle, and Tway gets out to about the 30. Postma and Ashford on the stop for the Ducks. They'll mark it right at the 30, a gain of 4, second and 6 for the Oilers, and Jason McIntyre sends three new guys in the ball game. Backus jogs back to the huddle, 1:15 to go in the third. The Oilers have the win here in the third quarter, but they're going to be having to go into the win in the fourth quarter. That could present a problem for them. Backus is back to throw, gets pressure. They set the strip, it's intercepted! Jordan is to the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Trevor Raby, the junior defensive lineman, they set the screen up, and Raby found himself with his hands on the football. a defensive lineman's dream. And the Ducks get their third interception of this ball game. Trevor Raby returns the interception to the Mount Pleasant 18-yard line, and the Ducks have an opportunity to break this one open. Well, Danny Botter had a huge interception earlier in this quarter. I think may have been the game changer here, because Mount Pleasant was driving toward a potential extension of their lead, and Botter had the long interception, which sets the coalition touchdown. Here's Briggs keeping it on the fake, and he got a couple of yards down to the 16. He takes the give to the fullback, Nolan Rapp, and then kept it himself. They'll give Brinks a yard to the 17. Under a minute to go here in the third. The Ducks are going to have the win here in the fourth quarter. And we might see one more play here before the end of this third quarter. Brinks looks over the Mount Pleasant line. Seven-man front. Brinks gives it to Bowder. Bowder to the 15. Bowder down to the 13 before being wrapped up. And slow getting up is Tyler Jackson, the 170-pound defensive back who has been the Oilers' leading tackler this season. We've come to the end of the third quarter here at Community Memorial Stadium in Mount Pleasant. Zeeland West on a pair of long touchdown runs by Danny Bowder and a short one by Cole Hessian. Now lead Mount Pleasant 40-27. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Finals, they lead it 40-27, and they've got the football at the 14-yard line with a third and six situation coming up. The winner of this game will play either Byron Center or Stevensville Lakeshore next weekend in the semifinals. 21, 22, and 23 in the backfield right now. That's Postma, Hessian, and Bowder. Casey Brinks under center. Ducks working right to left with the win. The give is to Postma up the middle, and Grant's got he's close to a first down, down to around the 10. It'll be fourth, and we'll call it two from the 11. Actually, just shy of the 10. Ducks will go for it, obviously, here. And they bring the jumbo package in. Trent Kujawa will come in for Danny Bowder. And Casey Brinks will bring the play in. I guess that Kujawa is going to get the football here on fourth down. Now, even if they don't make it, Mount Pleasant's got a 90-yard field to go into the win. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Mount Pleasant. 11:26 left to go. 40-27, Mount Pleasant. Danny Bonner with four touchdowns today. He has had a 67-yard catch and run for one score, a 41-yard run, an 83-yard run, and a 77-yard run for touchdowns. Plus, he had an interception return of over 60 yards that set up Cole Hessian's touchdown in the third quarter. Ducks have 436 yards total offense through three quarters. The Oilers have 347. And a big play here for the Mount Pleasant defense. They have got to get a stop here if they're gonna stay in this ball game. A Zeeland West score here will make it very, very difficult for the Oilers. The Oilers, we told you earlier, were down 21 against Midland and came back to win, but that was early in the ball game. They won that one 50-42. Now the Mount Pleasant fans have not stopped making noise the whole day, and the players on the field waving their arms in there. Get him to make more noise. Fourth and two, Ducks from the Mount Pleasant 10. Brinks under center. The give is to Hessian over the right side. Cole fights his way forward. He has the first down near the 5. just a straight power run over the right side that time. And Cole Hessian picks up the first down to the 6. First and goal to go. So the Ducks get a fresh set of downs. It just went final at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Hope drove inside the Albion 20 in the final minute, but came up empty. Albion wins at 34-31. They are the MIAA champions. Here's a give to Hessian over the right side. Cole plows his way down to the 3, down to the 2. Michael Tway on the stop. Second, and we'll call it goal to go from the 2. So the Ducks trying to add to a 13-point lead. 10:35 left to go. Casey Brinks walks slowly up to the line of scrimmage with his offensive line. Brinks takes, gives it on the right side to Gajawa. He plows his way forward. He does not get in. He got down to about the 1, but no further, as he was met by 3 or 4 blue shirts. Johnny Clark led the way there for Mount Pleasant. And they actually mark him for a bit of a loss back to the 3. So it'll be 3rd and goal. Under 10 minutes to go now. Danny Bauder back in the ball game for the Ducks. Brinks brings him up. 3rd and goal to go. Mount Pleasant's got the line jammed. They got all 11 guys up front. Brinks puts it on a hip. They gave it to Postma, and Postma is in for the score. I didn't see Postma get the handoff, but it was the fullback, Grant Postma, who already had an interception today, and he goes in from 3 yards out for the touchdown with 9:36 to play. It is now 46-27, Thielen West. Ducks will go for 2. So a big touchdown by Grant Postma. Here come the Ducks up to the line. And Zealand West will take timeout. Grant Postma, headed into the postseason, had carried the ball only 1 time the entire season. He's had a couple of carries in the postseason, but he took it in from 3 yards out on 3rd down for the touchdown. And with 9:36 to play, it's 46-27 Zealand West. And, the Ducks are sitting pretty right now. I mean, Mount Pleasant has shown the ability to score points in bunches, but they're going to have to score 3 times to win this ball game. We do not know the site of where the next game is going to be. If Zealand West were to win today, we'll find that out probably Sunday night or maybe Monday. The winner of that game, today's game, will play against either Byron Center or Stevensville Lakeshore. And in case you just missed it, Hope College lost to Albion 34-31 in the game over at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Here we go. Here's the give on the right side. Plowing ahead, and is he in? He is in for the 2 points. That was Hessian, I believe, on the carry. Cole Hessian with the 2-point conversion, and the Ducks now lead it 48-27 with 9:36 left. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. It's going to be fielded by Genie at the 5. He's to the outside. He's to the 15. He's to the 20. Genia cuts back. Genia with running room. Outside the numbers of the 35 to the 40, and he'll go out of bounds at about the 43. So a nice kickoff return by Joe Genia, the the senior wide receiver, 5'10", a buck 70. And Mount Pleasant's got to get going offensively. It is a 48-27 Zeeland West lead with 9:27 left. Now, the Ducks came in averaging 49 points a ball game. They have 48 on the board right now. Two receivers, actually, the little trips left, twins right on the first play. Tway checks out of the ball game. Backus by himself with an empty backfield, looking over a four-man Zeeland West front. Backus with time. Throws, passes bobbled and dropped by Huber. It was a slant pattern, which Mount Pleasant has had great success on running today, but Huber not able to hang on to the football. Second down and 10. Oilers have it at their 43. They'll again go five wide, three to the left, two to the right. Baker is the slot receiver on the left. Backus to throw. Backus throws, and it is incomplete. Intended for Baker at about the 48-yard line. Or rather, Perry was the intended receiver. Pass was a little bit too much in front of Caleb Perry that time. Third and 10, Mount Pleasant from its 43-yard line. Oilers with two timeouts left. Ducks with two timeouts left. Three receivers left, two receivers right. Backus by himself in the backfield, four-man front. They're going to send Papamon up from the outside. Backus steps up, throws, and Backus was hit as he threw the football. Nick Jash came from one end, and Zach Papama came from the other. The pass was behind the intended receiver. Jake Bogg, I think, was the intended receiver on the play. Check that was Seeley, the intended receiver. And it's now fourth and 10, Mount Pleasant, from its 43. Backus, 8 for 21, three interceptions, 148 yards today. Backus has two receivers left, single receiver right. Backus. Backus, the pressure, he's going down! Oh, Backus is sacked back at the 33 by Zach Van Valkenburg, the sophomore linebacker. And the Ducks take over the football with 9:10 to go with a 21-point lead. Well, it wasn't that long ago that Mount Pleasant had a 27-26 lead and the football in the third quarter. But Danny Bodder's long interception return set up a Kohlhessian touchdown, and then a 77-yard run by Bowder, and then Postman with a 3-yard run, and right now the Ducks are in command with the ball up by 21. The give, left side, it's to Hessian, and Hessian is down to the 30. There's a flag down, and actually two flags are down now. Hessian gets down to the 28-yard line, and Hessian may be hurt. Check that Bowder, and Bowder is injured. And, boy, this is, you hope this is not something serious. Danny Bowder was shaken up in the Byron Center game, and he was able to only play sparingly, but he is down right in front of the Mount Pleasant bench after being brought down after that run. And we're going to take a timeout here. Let's take a 60-second timeout. 9:05 left to go. It is Zeeland West 48, Mount Pleasant 27. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. He comes off the field. It looked like he's favoring his left leg as he comes off. Hopefully this injury is not serious. That would be a huge loss for the Ducks if they were to go on and play in the semifinals next week. But what a day he has had. Holding penalty against Zeeland West on that last play. The give is to Grant Postma. He's inside the 40 down to the 38. And that's going to create a third and about 16 yards to go for the second down. I stand corrected. Jazz checks out of the ballgame. Marcus Lambert was injured earlier in the ballgame and has not played in the second half. So they're already out two starting backs right now. Dakota Gurink is in the ballgame for Bowder at right halfback, second and long. The give, actually, Brinks is going to throw it here. He throws. He's got Van Dort. Jordan down to the 20, down to the 15. Look at that big guy go. He will score. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Oh, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Briggs ran the little rollout pass and hit big Jordan Van Dort, who is 6'5 and about 300, and he nearly took it to the end zone. He stepped out of bounds at the 11 before going in for the end zone. And shades of the play 2 years ago in the state finals against Marine City, when he took a long pass and went about 55 yards down the field, lumbering down that sideline. First and 10 Ducks from the Mount Pleasant 11, 8:07 left. The Ducks trying to add the exclamation mark. Brinks the quarterback. The give is to Hessian. Hessian is inside the 10, plows ahead, and he still won't go down. He's down to about the 5, and Hessian finally falls down at about the 3. They'll mark the forward progress to the 5, a gain of 6 for Cole, second and 4 for Zeeland West, and Mount Pleasant just looks gassed right now. Now, Mount Pleasant led 27-26 in the third quarter and had the football, but right now, Zeeland West is rolling. Brinks brings them up, second and 4 from the Mount Pleasant 5. Brinks hands it off left side to Kajawa, and Trent is hit at the line of scrimmage. Marquise Gibson, the 300-pound sophomore lineman. So, I'll tell you something. Keep an eye on that young man a couple years from now. He is a big block in the middle of that Mount Pleasant line. Clock continuing to roll. 7 minutes to go. 48-27, Zeeland West. It's now a third down and 4. Ball at the 5. Brinks brings them up. Full house backfield. Two tight ends in the ball game. And here's Brinks rolling out. He's got a man wide open. Jordan Van Dort, touchdown. They fake the give. They roll Brinks out, and the big fella was wide open. And for Casey Brinks, that's his ninth touchdown pass of the season, when you consider he's only completed about 13 passes the entire year. It is now 54-27. Zeeland West with 6:41 left. The Ducks have reeled off 28 unanswered points in a span of 9 minutes. Brinks under center for the two-point give. The give is to Jash. Nick tries to cut it back, and he plows ahead, and he gets that just short of the goal line. Jash with a nice cutback move, but he was stopped about a yard short of the goal line. So with 6:41 left to go, it is Zeeland West 54, Mount Pleasant 27. We're going to keep it right here. And I'd like to tell you that get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information daily, right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Alec Lundeen getting ready to kick off for the Ducks. He has been busy here the last few minutes. Lundeen will send it away. Huber will take it at the 5. Huber up the far sideline, now tries to cut back, and he gets plowed under at about the 16. And I think that was Goering again on the coverage. Now, Dakota Goering just flies down the field. He'll be probably one of the starting backs next year for the Ducks. And he's got a bright future ahead of him. Mount Pleasant will come out on offense, first and 10 from its 16-yard line, and the wheels have fallen off the wagon for the Oilers here the last few minutes. Two interceptions giving Zeeland West a short field to capitalize, and then the spectacular run by Danny Bowder as well. Three receivers left. Backus by himself in the back. Actually, he has Tway next to him. Tway, They're going to run the option, they're going to reverse with Huber. Huber to the 20, Huber to the outside of the 25, gets to the outside, and he'll be going out of bounds at about the 28. Huber zigzagging his way through the Zealand West defense before Cole Hessian finally chased him out. But it is an Oilers first down, a pickup of about 12. They'll mark it at the 28, 6:27 left to go. Prior today, the most points the Oilers had allowed in a game this season was against Midland back on September 27th when they won that game 50-42. They send Huber in motion, and Huber gets it on the inside reverse. Huber to the 25, to the 30, and he'll go out of bounds at the 32. Clock will stop at 6:23. Huber, we told you about, is a good runner as well as an outstanding receiver. Pickup of 5, they'll mark it at the 33. Waiting to hear on that Byron Center Stevensville Lakeshore game. Byron? Stevensville Lakeshore defeated Byron Center 34-7. That's gone final. So Stevensville Lakeshore, very likely. Here's a throwback pass to the quarterback to Atkinson. He dropped it. They handed it off to Tway sweeping right, and then Tway tried the throwback pass to the quarterback to Atkinson. Backus dropped it. So it's 3rd and 5 for the Oilers from their 33. So we now know that Stevensville Lakeshore won against Byron Center today, so we will not have the all-OK Green semi next week. Oilers come out with two receivers right, single receiver left. Tway lines up to the left of the quarterback, Backus. Backus takes, they run the option, Tway's got it. And Tway is hit by one man, and he's close to a first down. I think he's going to be short by about a yard. He actually did well to even get positive yards. He was hit initially in the backfield. Mason Van Eyck on the stop for Zealand West. And they're going to take time out for a measurement, it looks like. The ball is at the 38-yard line, and it's either going to be a first down or fourth and very short for the Oilers. 5:59, the clock stopped right now. They stretch out the yard marker, the chain, and he's short by about the width of a credit card. Obviously, Mount Pleasant will go for it here. Fourth and less than a foot, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Mount Pleasant, it looks like. 5:59 to play. We'll keep it right here. 54-27, Zealand West in the lead. And right now we're looking at a potential Zealand West-Stevensville-Lakeshore matchup next week for one semifinal. The other semi was decided last night. DeWitt defeated Eaton Rapids 49-0, while St. Clair clobbered Melvindale 40-14. So it will be St. Clair and DeWitt next week. DeWitt is undefeated this season. They have beaten everybody on their schedule, and one of their wins was over Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant, and to date, that has been Mount Pleasant's only loss. But right now, it looks like the Oilers' 10-game winning streak is going to come to an end. Out of the timeout, fourth and less than a foot for the Oilers from their 38, and they go to the eye. Tway is the deep back behind Backus. Backus is going to keep it himself, and Backus was initially hit at the line of scrimmage, but was able to slide off and get just enough for the first down, up to the 39. And now the Oilers are in hurry-up mode right now. They are trying to score quickly here and get the football back as quickly as possible. Two receivers left, single receiver light, Backus in the gun. Backus back to throw, getting pressure, and he throws off balance and nowhere near his receiver as Smith Santunaroff and Jordan Van Dorn were giving hot pursuit to Mr. Backus. It was intended for Huber, but the ball was about 5 yards behind him. Well, last week, the Ducks limited Tyler Sigler to 8 of 31 passing, and today, Backus has been limited to 8 for 22 passing. He does have a couple of touchdown passes. back to throw his back as he throws for Huber. Huber's got it. Spins out of one tackle. Huber to the 45, runs to the sideline, and he gets out of bounds in Zealand West territory at the 49. And that will be good enough for a Mount Pleasant first down with 5:37 to go. The clock stops because Huber did get out of bounds. Perry is wide left. He's been quiet here in the second half after his two first-half touchdown catches. Backus is going to keep it on the quarterback draw, and he got a yard, maybe two, before Trent Kajawa and Dakota Gurink made the stop. Second and nine for the Oilers from the Zealand West 48. Clock running, 5:19 to play. Stay tuned for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show as soon as this is over. Back is to throw, throws, and it is broken up. And it was Jordan Lambert, Marcus's brother, that broke that pass up. It was intended for Huber at the 45, and Jordan just reached the pawn there and knocked it away. Clock stopped with 5:11 to play. Oilers with a third and nine from the Ducks 48. Tway is lined up to the right of Backus, who's in the gun. Two receivers left, single receiver right. Backus takes, throws for Perry, and it goes right through his hands. And Perry might not have gotten a whole lot of yardage. Casey Brinks was right there tracking him. He probably would have dropped him right at that spot at the 45. So it will be fourth and nine for the Oilers. 5:08 left. Backus gets the play from Coach McIntyre. This could potentially be the last play of the season for this Oiler offense. Four-man front with seven guys back for the Ducks. Backus takes, back to throw, rolls out to his right. He's got Huber out there. He throws it over his head out of bounds. And the Ducks will take over the football with 5:03 left, leading at 54-27. They will get it at their 48. Now, give the Zealand West defense a lot of credit. They were gashed pretty good in this ball game by Michael Tway, but they came up with some big plays, particularly in the passing game with three interceptions, one by Grant Postma, one by Trevor Raby, and one by Danny Barr that may have turned this whole game around. Here come the Ducks. Casey Brinks still in at quarterback. Nolan Rapp is now in at fullback. Dakota Gurink is at halfback for the injured Danny Bowder. Nick Jash gets the carry. Jash is in the clear. He's to the 40. Cuts back, and he gets tripped up by a blade of grass at the 37. Nick Jash, who missed a significant part of the second half of the season with an injury, hasn't played a whole lot since midway through the season, but he almost broke a big one there. Ducks now with 540 yards of total offense. They have it now at the 36 of Mount Pleasant, 4:45 left to go. Jash, Rapp, and Gurink are the backfield behind Casey Brinks. Oilers with a six-man front, two tight ends in the ballgame. The give up the middle to Rapp, and Nolan got planted. Connor Oderkirk with a textbook tackle that time on Nolan Rapp, and Rapp got planted on his backside at the 37. It's a loss of one. 4:16, the clock continuing to roll. Zealand West will advance to play in the semifinals next week against Stevensville Lakeshore. We don't know where yet. Casey Brinks is the quarterback, studies the line. We're now under 4 minutes left to go. The Oilers jump, and the give to Gurink, and we get a whistle, stopping play. One of the Mount Pleasant defensive linemen jumped. I presume this is going to be an offside call. Rapp checks out of the ball game. Oh, they're going to call a legal procedure against the Ducks. So it'll be a five-yard walk-off. That will make it second and 16 for West from the Pleasant 42. Left to go. Week. My final game is going to be played. In their 9-year history. Gives it up the middle. And a new fullback is in the ball game and plowing his way ahead inside the 35 down to the 33. That's Evan McDonald, who is a junior. And that is, I'm going to see if McDonald has carried the ball yet this year. I don't believe he's, oh, he does. He has 7 carries. Actually, he has 3 touchdowns on the course of the year. It's going to be 3rd and 8 for Zeeland West from the Mount Pleasant 34. We're done, under 3 minutes left now. And right now, Coach Chilito is just trying to get everybody in the game as much as possible. Here's the give to Jash. Over the right side, he's down to the 30 and no further. 4th down. It'll be 4th, and we'll call it 4. From the just outside the Mount Pleasant 30. Brinks brings them up. Full house backfield. 6-man front for the Oilers. And Brinks is going to let as much time run off the clock as possible, it looks like. Now Brinks gives it to Jash over the right side. Here goes Jash. He's gone. He's in a 10. He's in a 5. Touchdown, Zeeland West. Nick Jash goes 30 yards to the pay dirt with 2:01 left, and the Ducks have now hit 60. And Nick Jash, who was injured midway through the season, got a huge hole open on the right side. And this is the 3rd time this season the Ducks have hit 60 in a game. They'll go for 2. Brinks gives it off to Gurick, and Dakota fights his way forward, and he carries 3 defenders into the end zone with him. It is now Zeeland West 62-27, and I think we got a running clock now. It's a 35-point difference with 2 minutes to go in the game. Once Mount Pleasant gets the football after the kickoff, the running clock will be in effect. And remember, midway through the 3rd quarter, the Ducks were trailing 27-26. They have come up with 5 unanswered touchdowns and have just turned this game into a runaway. But Mount Pleasant is a very, very good team, and they have just become very, very tired here in this 4th quarter as the Ducks have just worn them down. Lundeen gets ready to kick off. West now with 545 yards total offense, 446 on the ground. Here's the kick by Lundeen, and Huber's going to get a chance to run it. He's inside the 5 to the 10 to the 15. Huber to the 20, and he's out to the 25. And he gets taken down by Dakota Henze, the junior running back. And now the running clock is in effect with 1:50 to go. So Mount Pleasant will probably have time for only 3 plays. Even if they get out of bounds, they won't be able to stop the clock because of the 35-point margin. I formation is a set in the backfield, and Backus is the quarterback. Backus gives it off to Dye, and Dye is out to about the 28-yard line. And now Jason McIntyre is trying to get a few guys in the ball game as well. 1:15 left, clock running. Time maybe for only a couple of more plays. Mount Pleasant won the Saginaw Valley League North Division this year with a very impressive record. Their season is going to come to an end with a record of 10-2. Toss sweep to Dye on the right side. Dye to the 30. Dye to the 35. He's out to the 40. Still on his feet. And finally brought down by Edgar Tovar. It is a first down for Mount Pleasant, under a minute to play. And maybe one more play there'll be time for. Oilers up to the line. Backus in an I formation. Backus back to throw. He's going to air it out for Perry. Perry's got it at the 40. Perry to the 35, and he's brought down to 33 with 28 seconds left. Clock it. Now they will stop the clock to move the chains. No, the clock will keep moving. 21 seconds down to 20. Oilers up to the line. Down to 13. Backus hands it off up the middle to Parks. Parks is hit the line of scrimmage, gets up maybe a yard. That is going to do it. Zeeland West will play in the semifinals in Division III next week. They come back in the second half with 36 unanswered points, and they defeat the Mount Pleasant Oilers. The final, Zeeland West 62, Mount Pleasant 27. We're going to send it back to the studio for a two-minute break and be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com.